Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey everybody, listening to The Thing Is. I'm Shannon. Thanks for coming back to join us.
Do you like ghosts and ghosts? Do you have fights and fights and? Do you have bad day dates? Do you like ghosts and ghosts?
Oh, the thing is. Oh, oh.
Oh, oh. Hey guys, this is Shannon. You're listening to The Thing Is. Thanks for coming back to join us. I'm here as always with my hilarious smoking co-host, apparently, Mike Figgs.
Oh, don't mind me. Don't mind me. I'm part of it's my elf bar life now.
By the way,
No more drugs for me.
I'm really upset that you picked up another bad habit.
Yeah, I know. Well, I mean, I didn't do any drugs this morning, even though Lewis tried to make me.
I'm proud of you for that.
I didn't drink all day.
You did ask for during our last podcast this morning.
I was going to.
And in my mind, I'm like, oh my God, please don't start drinking this early because I'm not going to be able to handle you later in the day. And then I didn't bring it in. And I feel like that. Then you didn't ask again. But if I would have brought it in, you would have been drinking all day.
Wow. As the guest of a show, you just completely disrespected me. That's crazy. No. Usually you support the guests and you give them
team.
A drink.
We're team.
Matt, would you like something? You know what I mean? But wow.
Well, now we have to deal with another sober guest that has to then deal with us as we drink throughout the episode.
That's my bad.
No, don't worry. We got a problem. We need to stop. So it's good when we don't. You know, we cut back.
I'm just sipping
on some liquid death. Buried alive.
How healthy of you?
Hashtag not an ad.
Yeah.
Unless you want to make it an ad, hit me up. I love liquid death.
So that voice joining us, it is comedian and actor. Host of the Two Burrows podcast, and he has a special called Wednesdays at Bellevue. It is Matt Pavish. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This is cool. It's my first time at the old Gas Digital Studios.
Welcome. How did you through Figgs, right? Oh, boy.
Yeah, we were doing weekends at the comic strip, and I also kind of met him a long time ago, running around in the clubs or whatever. And I was like, yo, man, come on, I'm do the show, baby boy.
Yeah, come do the thing. What's it
come
called?
Come do the thing.
Here's the thing.
Come do the thing.
Nope. You shouldn't have told him. You should have let him scramble through different combinations of the words until he landed on it.
The thing is, I didn't practice the name of the podcast because the thing is, I
I think this is all a setup.
No, here's the thing. The thing is, I just want to hear that bell, baby.
Here's the thing was the name of Alec Baldwin's podcast, by the way.
Oh, really?
Here's
God
the
bless.
Thing.
R.I.P. to the woman he shot.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no. Not his fault.
Yeah, well. I don't know.
Kind of his fault.
It's not his fault.
Dude, he was probably, but was he like being like, pretending like you stupid ass?
Even if he was, it's not like you took your friend's, like your cop friend's revolver or something.
Yeah.
It wasn't supposed to work.
But that always happens.
But you
right?
make a, you, maybe you fire off a practice round. You
maybe
know?
That's what
in
he
the
did.
Air.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe you go, is this thing live? Boom!
Yeah. Boom! Just to make sure.
Desk pop. You ever seen that movie?
No.
You've never seen the fucking movie with Will Ferrell and...
the other guys?
Oh, the other guy. I thought you said Desk Pop.
Desk Pop.
I thought you said, did you ever see the movie Desk Pop?
No, that's what he does.
From the other guys. Yeah, it's hilarious.
Desk Pop.
Yeah.
And he shoots the gun. That shit is hilarious.
They go up to him and they tell him that.
Low-key, that's one of the most underrated comedy films like of the last 10 years.
It was very good.
So funny. Marky Mark.
Yes. Just a bummer they kill off The Rock so soon.
That's the greatest part of the show. I love The Rock. But I remember not
expecting
it. According
to everything you've said on this show, you don't love The Rock.
I love The Rock. I
love The Rock.
I'm not crazy about his tequila, but I like The Rock.
I also like his tequila. Oh, speaking of which, why don't you pour us some stuff?
Arthur Cantina. Big shout out, Arthur Cantina. Look at these beautiful Tito's with little snuggy little Tito's. You want this? Do you have a small animal in the house?
Hold on. What do you mean you love The Rock?
I like The Rock.
As what?
As a person, I think
he's
okay. As a person, that's okay. That's
and fine. I also listen. He was one of the most electrifying wrestlers. I enjoyed wrestling. I enjoyed him in that sense. But in the movie, when they jump off the ledge, I was not expecting him to die, and that was the I remember just literally fucking tearing. Fucking there goes my hero, and then they just die.
Yeah,
he just fucking died.
It's unbelievable.
It's amazing.
It's unbelievable. Incredible. Check out the other guys if you've never seen it. It's so
funny. Sponsored by HBO Max.
Will Ferrell, fucking Marky Mark, or Mark Wahlberg, as he's been called for the last 25 years. Yeah.
Figs, you didn't watch, before we go into all the segments, you didn't watch any of the documentaries I told you about, right?
I added to my queue the one that Twin Flames on. It's like 3 episodes.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, beautiful reach.
Nope.
The thing is, what documentaries did you tell him to watch?
So I'll just touch on it briefly because I keep wanting to talk to people about these documentaries and no one has seen them. So there's they're all about cults. Two about a cult called Twin Flames.
Okay.
And then the other one is Love Has Won.
Love Has Won. And what's the one about Twin Flames called, the documentary?
So there's two of them. One is like Desperately Seeking Something. There's one on Netflix and one on Prime.
Okay.
I don't remember the other.
My mom was in a cult for a little bit.
Is that real?
Yeah.
Are you setting up a joke?
No.
What kind of cult?
It's called, she was like a Messianic Jew.
Oh, okay.
Those are Jews that believe in Jesus.
Okay.
Which I tried to explain to her as a thing already, Mom.
Yes.
It's a Christian.
Okay.
But she went to this church in Easton, Pennsylvania, and she had to like sign a fucking letter of resignation when she left the church, which is a cult.
Yeah.
Okay, but did they like separate her from loved ones that didn't believe in the same thing she believed in?
They tried. Okay. They tried, but she's a family woman.
Okay.
And luckily we didn't lose her.
Damn, and then what were other things that like they made her do that she wouldn't normally do?
She doesn't talk about it.
Oh.
Yeah, but when my sister found out that she had to sign a letter of resignation, she like called us and she was like, "Hey guys, Mom's in a cult." Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it.
You can feel
how you feel about defining that it's
yes,
a cult.
Yes, because there's another one I'm watching. I'm not recommending it.
She wasn't
it.
In like
yeah,
you know,
not a fun
fucked
one.
Up bad like yeah. You know, you have to live on a reservation cult with mm-hmm. and make milk and shit. But she got culted.
She got scammed in a sense. She had a son. Did she have to give them money?
Oh, she gave them lots of money. Tithes.
She got scammed.
Any church, yeah.
I mean,
you have to tithe.
It's Catholic church.
Yeah, it's a scam. The whole thing is a scam.
There's another one, which I'm not going to recommend. Well, I'm not finished with it yet, but I don't think it's a cult. It's called Garden Something. Hmm. And it's like a commune, whatever, a bunch of hippies living in the woods. And
that sounds lit.
If it wasn't for the bugs, I feel like I could give it a go.
Oh, no bugs.
They don't have
bug spray?
No, because they're like all natural
and stuff. Oh, fuck that.
That's where you get critters. Why don't you say natural? Critters.
Too many, critters.
Yeah. And smells. Yeah. Bad smells and bugs.
Like that natural deodorant, dude?
Yes.
They're wearing that fucking natural.
Just says native on it or something and it's green. Native. Smell like natives. Yeah, that's what I want to smell like.
Yeah, smell like salt. What? I don't want to smell like salt. I want to smell good. Do you have any antiperspirant? They're like, that's against God.
It's going to be like, just like patchouli and poop. It's just what the whole thing smells like.
Yuck.
But they're claiming to be a cult, but as of right now, in it, I'm like 5 episodes in, and I just feel like they're not making anybody do anything bad. They're not like making people like lose contact with other, like they're not forcing them to believe what they believe. I don't know. I don't see it yet, but we'll see.
It'll get good. If it's on.
It's 5 episodes in though already.
And how many episodes are there?
I don't know. I think it's still going.
Okay. It'll get good. I mean, if it's an actual documentary, they're not going to just make a documentary about a whack ass cult.
But it's called like The Garden Something, and then it's a cult or commune.
The thing is, if you are in a cult and you're making a documentary about it, some crazy shit's about to happen.
Yeah.
We'll see.
For them to make you watch 5 episodes, kind
of
whack.
I've been bummed before after watching too many episodes of something, though.
Yeah.
I feel like usually with these like types of documentaries, it's like the first episode, you're like, I mean, is this really a cult? This seems great. And then the second episode, you're like, holy shit. Mm-hmm. And then they drag it from there, which is like the Love Has Won one.
I hate that. I hate that about television now.
Yeah.
When people are like, you have to watch the first 6 episodes. You'll get into it. I swear to God. What do you mean? grab me at episode one.
Yeah, I feel like it's kind of like a scientific thing, like a record, you know? Like, remember we listened to a whole record, and at first you'd be like, yeah, whatever, and then by the week you're like, dude, this fucking record's
yes,
amazing.
Kanye. Kanye does that.
Yeah, and you're like, this is incredible. At first I was like, man.
The first time you listened to it, what the fuck was that?
Harrington, yeah. You have something?
It's only six episodes total.
Oh, I'm right there then. I only have one episode to go. What is it, the garden?
It is called The Garden, Commune, or Cult.
I nailed it. I got the whole thing. I thought I was leaving words out.
Oh, there you go.
So, well, that stinks.
And it's kind of stinky.
You watch something for no reason. You got got. Did you pay for it?
No. Maybe it all goes up in flames on the last episode.
Even if it does, fuck that. You watch all that boring ass cult shit.
5 hours.
You're in a cult.
It's worth it if they all just like kill themselves at the end.
Okay.
Then it's worth it. I'm so close. I'll let you know.
I think you're in a cult now. They fucking
she works for Gash Digital, so she is kind of part of a fucking cult already.
That's a good point. It does disconnect me from friends and family.
You gotta do Kratom.
Relationships.
You gotta do Kratom.
Yeah.
Thing is, you're in a cult.
What are the other parts? I'll have to sign a letter of resignation
you
if I
will.
Leave.
You will.
100%.
Yeah. I had to sign something when I started.
You have to promise you won't take Lewis to court for all of the harassment.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you ever have to box someone?
No, but I have been offered money to do it before.
Who'd they offer you to box?
Alex and I, before she got pregnant, we were supposed to fight.
Alex who?
Harrington's wife.
Harrington's wife, Alex, producer.
Well, congratulations, bud. You have a baby? That's awesome. How old?
Cutest baby.
9 months.
Oh.
Yeah, like today.
Boy or girl?
Girl.
I have a little niece I'm obsessed with.
She is the She's cutest little months. Angel.
Yeah.
Margo, shout outs to Margo, my fucking niece.
There you go. She's watching. She's watching.
We have 9-year-olds.
She's watching as we pour fucking drinks.
She's still a baby. She's like just barely fucking hanging on.
She's going to appreciate the shout out, though.
My sister will.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so we're first episode back from Thanksgiving. Anything interesting on Thanksgiving? Touch on it.
You
want
to go first?
Go ahead.
Soon as I sat in the car, literally, as soon as I got in the car, my grandpa was like, so, Palestine and Israel. I couldn't believe it, though. It was like out of a fucking movie. He's like, what do you think about all this? I'm like, no, grandpa, he's 91 years old. Aww. He's the smartest man I've ever met in my life.
He's on top of current events.
Too on top of current events. He knows the entire history of Palestine and Israel, dude. He was talking about 1918.
That's someone who should be talking. Someone actually knows. You know what I mean?
He knows too much.
He knows too much. Yeah.
He brought me back to 1918. I was like, I'm not doing this, Grandpa. He's like, what do you want to talk about? I was like, I don't know. The Knicks are doing all right. He's like, it's so weird that you're a grown man. You still watch professional basketball. You should play the sport, whatever. But what are you doing?
Play the sport. Get in
play
the league.
Play the sport.
Play the sport.
What are you watching grown men play basketball? Yeah, like,
oh, it's Lewis.
Yeah.
This is basically Lewis.
Your grandpa sounds like a real ass dude.
He is a real ass dude. Honestly, you should have my grandpa on the podcast.
We would love to.
I'm not kidding.
I want to have your grandpa and your mom on the podcast.
You don't want to have my mom on the podcast.
I want to hear about the cult. We'll get her, like, have a few drinks in her. Maybe she'll loosen up about
she
it.
She doesn't
tell
drink
the story.
That much. And remember, she signed that letter of resignation. She's not allowed to talk about it.
But it was an NDA, though?
Yes.
Cult.
Oh, it has to. Maybe it expires,
I was thinking
how long ago was it?
NDAs don't expire, babe. That's like the whole.
And no, also, if there was abuse, NDA null and void.
I don't think there was abuse. It was like a strict religion. I shouldn't have said she was in a cult.
Throwing out lawyer shit.
Mom, I was kidding about the cult. I love you to death. Yeah. God bless you and your family.
Are you cool? You talk to your mama?
Oh, I'm a fucking big mama.
Oh, girl. Okay.
Yeah. We had a period when she was in the cult that I was like, I can't deal with this.
Yeah.
But goes to show you separating.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that was your choice to not want to deal with it?
No, she was just, you know, it's hard. Yeah.
She was pushing it on you guys in a weird way? Was she pushing
She's always been pushing religion on us, but with this one, it was just like, you know, church was 7 hours.
Ew.
She was bringing my little sister to church for 7 hours, making her go to the youth group.
Yeah.
And we were like, Mom, stop doing this. Like, this shit is corny.
Yeah. Church is corny.
No,
Same
church.
The episode.
Yeah, whatever works for you, the thing is.
Make me want to change the name of the show.
No, but whatever works for you, honestly. I don't care if you're a fucking devout Christian, Muslim, Sikh, Hindu, whatever gets you through the day. But don't fucking split up the family because, you know. But we're good now. I love my mom to death. She cooked up an unbelievable Thanksgiving dinner with my sister. We had Cornish hens instead of fucking turkeys, bro.
Ooh.
What do you know about that?
Ooh.
What do you know about Cornish hens?
Don't you put like a beer in it and cook it with the beer inside?
You can. She didn't need to. People
do that with turkey too. I feel like I've seen a couple of people put Cornish hens up on Instagram.
Turkey's whack.
Yeah.
So I was on I did a cooking show right before Thanksgiving, and the chef spent 30 minutes explaining to me why turkey sucks so bad, and
it's
that he's never made it for his family. He hates it. It's the worst thing in the whole wide world. When I used to eat meat, I was like, it's just like you eat it once a year. It's like it's part of the whole thing.
It's dry. It's for poor people. And it's too big.
Yeah, no wonder I had so much fucking turkey in my house.
Those little Cornish hens.
I like a sliced, you know, give me a cold cut, I'm getting turkey.
Oh, give me a nice honey turkey. Yeah.
Honey turkey with the thing around the edges?
Yeah,
with the little spice?
Yeah.
I'll fucking dog a sandwich with spicy turkey in it.
That's cracked pepper turkey you're talking about.
I'm
but
sorry?
That's just as good.
That's my bad.
The thing is.
That's my bad.
You got to hit it twice. I said it too, but.
I want to hit it less every time.
Do you? I thought that's part of the show.
It's a lot. Okay. It's supposed to be like, oh, well, this person, aha, they said it organically. That's fun.
Oh, I'll stop saying it. I thought that was part of the show.
No, but I wanted to like.
The funniest thing was Kareem Green when he was like, girl, I think something's wrong with this girl.
It was the last 5 minutes of the episode that he said it a few times in a row, and he's like, what's happening?
He's like, I was on the show with an autistic girl. Speaking of turkey, man, I've been eating Thanksgiving food for like 4 days in a row, and it is not good for you.
Bro,
I feel my stomach is destroyed.
What is it that you're eating?
My mom made so much stuffing and yams and everything. I just took a bunch with me.
And so eating all
made
the
like little. I basically did like meal prep, but like whatever. And I had it for 3 days. And my
you're
fucking
so
shit's
fat
been
yeah, that you I'm, think bro. That Thanksgiving stuffing is meal prepping.
Yeah.
That's the craziest.
Listen, first off, clip it. Second of all, dude, what the fuck, man?
It's like when people
you're
on Instagram.
Too fat,
I know.
You can't meal prep with Thanksgiving leftovers.
There is a little piece of bread in each meal prep too, and cranberry
sauce.
It's
like when people on Instagram put like a burger and two shots of vodka in their
meal prep thingies.
This is exactly that.
That's worse.
Bro, I'm not feeling good, man. I feel plumper. I can't unbutton buttons. I don't feel good, but
you
I'm
don't
happy.
Look good.
But
you
I'm
don't
happy.
Look good. You look bad.
You can hold that in, but I do.
I'm not
going to
hold it in. I'm worried about you. I'm worried about your health, dude. When I met you, you did not look like this.
Thank you, dude.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. I'm going to kill myself. Today's the day. Today's the day.
I love you to death.
No, I
love you to death. I don't want you to die. Yeah.
No, I went 3 months without drinking, and I was a good boy, and then I just kind of fell off. And I'm going to get back on it after the holidays. I'm just kind of just picking out.
Yeah.
Just like whatever. I'm not going to stress myself. After fucking Christmas, I'm going to get back on it.
So my sister is the greatest chef I've ever met in my life. She learned everything from my mom. She sources everything from like small farmers markets,
like
organic
that.
Fucking. Mm. She blew my head off this year on Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah. She made, do you know what, what is it called? Not endives. Fuck.
Hair Colbert?
Endive is a thing.
No, it's not endives.
Can I interrupt you while you're thinking of this? Why do you have a pen in your hand?
I don't know. That's just like a nervous. That's just
okay,
like a nervous.
You can do it. I'm just like curious if something was going to happen.
No, I have no
trick?
Notes. I have
trick
no notes.
Maybe make it disappear.
No, I don't know. It's just like a nervous.
Because I didn't see it at the beginning, and then it just popped up all of a sudden. Sorry. Endives? No. What
not
is
endives.
It? Describe it.
They're really bitter. They taste like licorice if you don't cook them properly.
No,
like
I know.
A,
I
not
know.
Like
I know.
Like
leeks.
Fennel.
Yeah, I was going to say fenugreek because that's what my family called the Indians call it. Yeah, fenugreek.
So she made fennel, but she cooked it in a way with butter and garlic. No licorice taste.
I know. Super soft.
Translucent.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Yeah, yeah. That's really good.
I hate fennel.
Yeah.
She puts it in salads all the time and I fucking push it to the side. This year, the fennel.
Yeah.
Next level shit.
You
dude.
Can cook the shit out of fennel, man. I've had it a couple times.
We had stuffing that had chestnuts and raisins in it, bro. I mean. We had homemade cranberry sauce.
Yeah,
go
ahead.
Don't.
Lost round of raisins, but I appreciate the chestnuts. It's very festive. I like the chestnuts.
You have no idea, dude. You have no idea. Homemade cranberry sauce.
Mm.
Literally.
Do people eat it?
The cranberry sauce?
I love it.
Have you ever had homemade cranberry sauce?
I just don't. Like, I don't like sweet, really.
It's not sweet.
I don't want sweet with my stuff.
It's not sweet.
Or the bit. I don't like the fruity. Yeah.
Tart.
I don't like that fruity stuff with it. But like my aunt. So my aunt is just like a. She likes the tradition of it, and so she'll always just like do the thing where she opens the can, sticks it, and then it's just always on the table. But never even
nobody,
a spoonful out of it.
Nobody touches
it
that sits, canned shit.
No, that's for peasants.
Yeah, no one eats it. It's just for the fun of the tradition of it.
Okay, it's yeah. decoration. Yeah. Decorative cranberry yes, sauce. That. Okay.
It's probably no, I mean,
it shows
for
the rings from the metal can.
Yes, it does. Yeah, it does.
Oh,
no, it's I like the fresh
it's
one.
Gelatinous.
Yes, fresh it is. So that means animal parts in it.
100%, yeah. It was unbelievable. My baby niece was there. She's the fucking cutest
shout
thing
out
you'll ever
baby
see.
Baby niece, Margo?
Margo, yeah.
Shout out Margo.
Put up a picture of Margo. Jesus Christ.
Margo
Jesus Christ, she's cute.
It's Margo Robbie. Not, she's a doll. Wow, look at her.
Not funny.
Margo Rosario.
Not funny. She will not be Margo Robbie.
What? She can only dream to be Margo Robbie. Yeah, Margo
no,
I mean,
no,
she's
no.
killing
I
it.
I don't want her to be that pretty. I want her to be like right. a nerd accountant. Okay. I want her to be a drummer in a band.
That's yeah. what every father
they're
wants.
They're never hot.
Drummers?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, really.
I mean,
rarely.
This girl's going to be a stunner.
No, Arrington, I know. I understand. I'm just saying, like, there was a time. Obviously, yes, there's a hot drummer. But I'm saying that, like, there have been times, like, where behind the scenes, we're like, who else is a hot drummer? And there's just not. Oh, Brian, I'm sorry.
Beyonce's course, drummer's
Brian's
hot.
One I was talking about, yes.
Beyonce's drummer's real hot.
A chick?
Yeah, black okay. woman. She's, like, so hot. I think she's, like, a lesbian. She's got a crazy hairdo.
Okay. Mm. But there's not a lot.
Yeah.
Usually, like, the hot person in the band isn't the drummer, except, of course, Brian. Yes, and Rob.
I like the Brian's, band Heim. Back Pam there with or the ponytail. Heim,
all those he's a drummer?
Yes.
Meg
he's
White?
Hot?
Oh, he's looking at, he's like, giving me dirty look. Yes, he's hot. Yes.
I'm joking.
Matt's ready to fight. I've spoken to my boy Pavage. He heard about the fights, and he was like, I want to fight somebody. That's what he said to me. He goes,
I'll
I
fight somebody.
Fight.
Oh, are we done talking about Thanksgiving? Are we switching over to the fight?
Oh, no. I just thought because he was like, you know.
Okay.
Ready to fight that guy.
I'll
no,
fight whoever.
That
dude.
Guy, you talk to him like you don't know him
Brian,
as a person.
Brian, my buddy Brian. No, I didn't know he was pointing.
Brian's way too big. I don't want to fight Brian.
You saw him stand up. Just
yeah, I just saw him stand up. I take back everything
He's
I
like,
said.
He's like, well, you're so hot now.
Brian, I'm kidding. You're the hottest drummer I've ever seen. But what kind of drum set? You got a Pearl, huh? That's cool. I fuck with drums, dude. Drummers are always hot, and you are no exception. Jesus Christ. What are you, 6'4", 6'5"?
Drummers always hottest
He's
in the
got
band.
A deep voice, too.
Deep voice. Yeah.
Can I have that remote? Sure. Now I'm getting warm. Okay, so delicious Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
Grandfather was a problem at the beginning.
He's always a problem.
Okay.
He's always a problem. Loves to stir the pot.
And then that's like your Thanksgiving in a nutshell.
Yeah, my grandpa was literally talking about world problems and Ukraine and Russia and how China's going to invade Taiwan and steal all their microchips. And we were trying to eat fucking fennel.
You sound so fucking good.
Yeah.
I would say like there
he sounds brilliant.
There
he,
are
he's
like
a brilliant
a,
man.
There are political huge political differences in my family, mm-hmm. and usually either side can't help but take the bait when the other one says something. And it's
Hundo
like
P.
it's like just ignore that one sentence and this whole thing wouldn't happen. This
but
is
it's
the
hard.
First, this is the first year a fight didn't happen.
That's
same with me.
Yes.
Same with my
no,
family.
No fight.
Same with
we
my
made
family.
It through.
But sometimes it's hard to ignore something they say.
It's always silly stuff because it's when the drink it's like later in the night when the drinks
sure.
are really going
yeah, yeah.
and then one person says one thing and then they just attack and it's like why but why like
Shannon,
it's not going to end in a happy place.
Give us an example of something.
Oh, I because it was like last year it's always something with like Trump or Fox News.
Okay.
And then it goes from there. It's okay. something like that.
Is your family split?
It's split, yeah.
Okay. Same with mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mom loves Trump. Grandpa loves Trump. Everybody else is like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
it is basically down the middle. But there's like, oh, like the younger people are like, I just don't care. I'm considering myself a younger one of like my family members.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're just like we just look at each other, roll our eyes, and it's like, you want a shot?
Yeah,
yes.
Okay, I ignore. I fucking tunnel vision. I go.
That's
to my
the
mom,
way to do it.
Yeah.
My favorite aunts, a couple of my cousins, and I got an uncle who's like, fucking this, fucking that, unbelievable. Just like bad word, bad word, bad word.
That's
and
the way
I'm
to
just
do
like,
it.
And I'm just like, and then I'll even like go to him for a second and be like, the Cowboys. Like I just. Go sports.
Yeah,
right into
that's
sports.
Smart.
Get rid of it. Sports
but then
come
you
up.
Bring
talk
up
sports.
Sports, and they're like, "But what about Kaepernick?"
and
you're like, "What?
Oh,
the fuck?
He hasn't played. He's not
he's
even playing.
It's been 10 years, Grandpa."
Yeah, but I feel him still.
That was disrespectful to our nation.
Unbelievable to
flag. Yeah, I try and do the same thing, right. Tunnel vision. But then my fucking grandpa will say some like, "The Muslims are a backwards people," and I'm like, "I can't let that slide."
Is he Jewish?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's Italian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Italians lean Jewish, you know, compared well, on the issue. Italians lean Jewish, so he's probably like, dirty Muzzies, get him out of here. Get these Muzzies out.
Italians lean Jewish?
They lean Jewish.
Hilarious.
I feel about that?
Family, delis,
hilarious.
Cuts, Italians noses, lean Jewish. Yeah. Noses, the schnozes,
and they
the moms.
Probably like shared the same area of Brooklyn growing
up. 100%. Very close. Italians love bagel. We'll fucking make a pizza
dude,
bagel.
Italians lean Jewish.
We lean Jewish.
Put that on a fucking t-shirt.
Italians lean Jewish. No, my Dominican wife will kill me because my ex-girlfriend was Jewish. She'd okay. be like, oh, word? Oh, word? Oh, word?
Oh, word?
Oh, word? You lean Jewish now, motherfucker?
Yeah. I knew you always love her. I knew you always love her. That Jewish bitch.
I thought I was feeling you. You thought I was feeling you? I thought I was feeling
you. That Jewish bitch.
Can you do the okur?
Okur.
Okay, thank you. And you felt like that it was needed in that place?
Yes, yes it was.
Did your wife actually do that? I'm sorry.
Yeah. You go.
No, my wife is a sweetheart. She
but
gets,
does she actually do okur?
No. She don't. She'll be like, dawa. She's every now and then she goes, dawa?
Dawa?
Yeah, because her Spanish is her first language.
Her so Spanish?
Yeah, so, pretty much.
Espanol?
Espanol. So instead of being like, what? She, for whatever reason, goes, dawa?
Dawa?
Yeah, dawa.
Where is she from?
DR. No, DR. She's American, but her. But
I'm saying.
She's DR,
I'm,
like, yeah. 100%
Dominicana.
DR. Dominicana.
Ripoli.
Big feet. She could fucking get, climb a banana tree with her feet. Big feet, big ass. We support women here on TTI. We like the big girls.
I feel
girls.
Like the big thing isn't like complimentary to her.
Yeah, she doesn't like big it. But she, yeah. doesn't know how to, she doesn't know how to work the Wi-Fi, so okay. she can't. She never watched
big
the show.
Big feet is so funny. Sorry, you were going to say something, though.
Oh, yeah, I was just going to finish your recap on Thanksgiving so we can move forward.
Oh, no, ate a bunch of food, ignored people. I've been eating it for 3 days. I've been shitting blood, and I gotta go to the gym and change my life. And salut. Here we go.
Cheers. Oh, I gotta splash, and then we're going to move over to tequila.
Cheers,
oh, boy.
Cheers.
Cheers.
You have something in your cup here? You want
I have a literal drop. Hold on, let me finish the drop.
Hold on, let her finish the drop. We'll play some music here or something. Here we go. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
water.
You don't chill it, nothing.
No. Jeez. I'm like an old Russian woman, even though I'm about to, now we're mixing vodka and tequila. We're disgusting.
She's out of her mind.
We're both doing it.
Shannon,
he expects this from me.
Shannon and Figs have lost their minds on this episode.
I mean, I'm in a cult. What else do I do for fun but drink? Even though if I was really in this cult, I should be smoking weed all the time.
Yeah, you don't.
That's the only thing
don't.
That separates me from the group. Yeah, the weed smoking.
But how much kratom did you do today?
None.
Wow.
I am out because I'm waiting for Tom to reach out to your kratom to send me the powder. So I've been out for 2 weeks. So
you hit
I'm
me
just,
up for that mindful, waiting. That mindful stuff. You hit me up today. Damn, that was, I was like, Jenny must be down
I,
and out.
No,
are you
really,
guys doing ads?
No, yeah,
no,
well,
no,
kind of,
no, but it's not
he's
mindful.
Like, oh, I'll take a pic.
Mindful is not the name of it. It is a mind magic, magic mind.
My magic mind.
Magic mind.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of magic mind, we may as well take a moment to talk about them more in detail. So for me, when I wake up in the morning, which is the reason why I used to take a little sip of a 5-hour energy in the morning, even though I'm bad with caffeine, but I just needed something to get me out of the bed in the morning. And so when I got the magic mind, I was like, all right, let me just try this. So I drank the little bottle thingamajiggy. And after a few minutes, I was like, maybe life isn't so bad. And I don't even know if this is the purpose of it. I'm giving you my legitimate, honest review. It gives me a feeling of overall goodness when I take it.
That's the perfect way to describe it. I took one and I was kind of indifferent. And then I said, let me just kind of like devote myself to it. Took 3 in a row. And I definitely felt focused.
By the way, he doesn't mean 3, 1, 2, 3, same day in a row.
I put 3 of them in one cup and I boofed it. Google that. And I immediately felt, I just felt focused. I didn't feel anxious, I guess is the best way. And that might be the ashwagandha that's in it. There's a lot of different things that's in it. Matcha, ashwagandha, I believe some nootropics as well. But I felt non-anxious and I felt focused. So yeah, I really enjoy this stuff. Matcha, Bacopa Monari, ashwagandha, Rodeo Rosa,
nope,
and lion's mane mushrooms.
That's a good one. And cordyceps mushrooms. I know how to say that one. Also, like it says this in the read that it's like more mental energy focused, but I promise I'm not lying about this. When I've taken it in the morning, I'll get up and I'll like start cleaning my I do the things I'm supposed to do when I take this, and I'm not lying. And I said this just a few minutes ago that I asked Figs if he's using his because I wanted them, but I'm just going to order them for myself and use a promo code.
I got them ice cold in my fridge. It says to make sure they're cold. I shake them up. Ice cold, delicious.
I didn't put them in the fridge.
Gotta put them in the fridge.
I just have them. But it's also like cold in my apartment because I'm poor. So it's
everything
it's
is
pretty
ice cold.
Cold.
The cat's just there.
It's pretty cold. But I legitimately love it, and I suggest that you try it if you need something to like get your day started, if you need to focus, if you need to be more creative. I'm not lying to you. try it.
Try it out, because we've done already a 5-minute read for this.
Yeah,
Robert,
you know, so we should try.
Try it, and hopefully they send us.
Maybe we can scroll down a little. And if you do decide to try it based on a recommendation, you can go to magicmind.com/ding. And you're going to get 56% off your subscription. 56, that's more than half.
That's great.
I can't do math, but.
Definitely more than half. For the next 10 days, that's amazing. With the code D-I-N-G, ding, that's awesome.
Try it. And then also, maybe just like DM us, because I'm just curious if other people feel the same things I'm feeling with it. But try it. I promise you I'm not lying to you.
Yeah,
try it and let us know how you feel about it.
This isn't like a weird human test trial kind of thing. Just try it. Send us a video of what happens. If something bad happens, try it.
No, not going to happen. Nothing bad's going to happen. Magicmind.com/ding. Use promo code ding. Let's get back into it. And what's weird, I don't want to say this. I'm just going to say it because like I really like it. And so they gave us each an amount. Mm-hmm. And I love it because I'm weird with caffeine. So now I don't have any caffeine. I just take that first thing in the morning, mm-hmm. and I like how it makes me feel. And then I was like, oh, if you're not using it, can I have them? And you're like, no, I am using them. I don't know if I feel anything, but I like it. And I don't know how to even interpret that.
Because I wasn't consistent with them. I said you got to be consistent.
I was consistent today and yesterday, and I was pretty
functional. Yeah, we got a good morning.
I'm going to reach out to them because there is like a feeling of well-being, I feel like.
Ashwagandha, matcha. It's all good stuff.
It's all in your head, guys. I'm sorry to tell you.
No, it's nootropics. There's nootropics.
Yeah, there is nootropics?
Yes, there are nootropics.
That shit don't work.
It makes a difference.
That shit don't work.
Is this your professional degree as a medical doctor?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I went to med school for 6 months. First thing they told you in med school.
Nothing works.
Nootropics don't work. No, some things work. A lot of things work.
Only prescribed by a doctor.
No. Cocaine works. Ketamine works.
Now we're talking.
Real mushrooms work real well. You ever microdose on some fucking penis envy mushrooms?
I've never done mushrooms. I've never done a psychedelic. Penis envy?
You ever see a penis envy mushroom?
No.
Pull it up, bro. These shits are this big, bro.
Whoa.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Penis envy is what I search on Pornhub.
Hey, now we're having fun.
All right, after he brings up this picture, we're going to go into the first.
That penis envy? Whoa!
It looks like a regular
mushroom.
Looks
a little too familiar.
No, those are like not to scale. You need like a singular. You can't see how big they are.
It looks like the mushroom in Chinese food.
No, these things are like, I'm not exaggerating, this big. You can't tell.
You're very honest with the name. I appreciate it.
You can't tell because they're all together, but if you dry those out, they're like this big.
And it's a psychedelic mushroom.
Yeah. The best kind.
You like mushrooms.
So then you're going to take a giant mushroom?
Well, you don't eat the whole thing.
They just like cut off a little piece of it?
Yeah. Not actually little. It's actually humongous. Yeah, that's for scale. That's for scale, dude. 507.5.
That looks way too familiar.
507.5 what?
I don't know. Grams?
I don't know how it works.
Probably grams, right?
Bro.
That thing's huge. Yeah, that's a real scale that like you'd stand on.
No, is it?
I don't know. I'm making things up.
Yeah, is it a food scale?
It's definitely a food scale.
Oh, yeah.
That's a food scale?
So you measure drugs on.
Still fatty, though. It's still fatty. You know?
I'm telling you guys.
Do you think that's 507 pounds?
No. Grams.
On a home scale?
Grams.
Yeah, I know. But you thought that was like a home scale that
no,
you
I was doing
on.
A joke. I do stand-up comedy.
I don't believe you. I think you're defending yourself. No,
I just keep thinking of my penis. You guys are like, blah, 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 and I'm just like, that thing kind of looks like my penis.
I was making a joke on a podcast because I thought that's what we were doing.
Did you? I feel like that's stand-up a good comedy? Defense of a mistake.
You ever done stand-up comedy?
I have not.
I'm going to dry out my penis and see if it gets bigger when I go home.
Do it, bud.
That's what I
got
do.
The perfect thing for it.
Yeah.
What are you going to use to dry out his penis?
I'm going to fucking take a syringe.
Nice.
I'm going to take a syringe.
You got me. Sign me up.
Right into the hole.
Oh, there's a kink for that.
Pull out all the fucking juice, dude.
It's going to be a lot of stuffing, a lot of fucking
yams.
Yiddish vodka, baby.
Your meal plan?
Yeah, my meal plan.
Yiddish vodka.
Oh, I can't wait to have a salad.
You'll never have a salad.
Never in my life.
When's the last time you've been to Sweet Green, to be honest?
I went to the Little Beet 3 years ago when it first opened up.
You're making shit
up. That place
dude.
Is cool.
You don't even know what it's called.
Little Beet. There's one called Little Beet.
Little Beet. Yeah?
Yeah, you never heard of Little Beet?
No, because you made it up.
Got me.
Don't know it.
No, Little Beet's for real. I like those little stores. But also, we're in New York City, baby. I get the good food. What am I doing? What do I look like? What do I wear? Native deodorant? Come on.
Okay, we're going to move over to our first segment now.
Okay.
Typically, we ask new guests on the show to tell us a story about either your worst dating experience or weirdest sexual experience.
Okay, which one do you want?
Either one.
Oh, boy.
Or both.
I can tell you both.
Okay.
Weirdest dating experience. First and last time I was ever on a dating app, I matched with this girl. She seems cute. We're going back and forth. Banter is A1. We meet up for a drink. I was still drinking at the time.
A 1 on a scale of 1 to 10, good or bad?
No, I said A1.
A1, like Wagyu.
Oh, like steak sauce.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or like credit. If you have A1 credit, that's a good thing.
I have 515 credit. Is that good?
I have my credit's so bad I don't even have a score.
It says no. It says NA.
I'm so poor. I don't even have a credit score. I said I'm so poor.
Is that it a says camp, like a camping? Check back again later.
Yeah.
No, I'm very poor. But everything's going great. She says, let's meet up for a drink. I was drinking at the time. This is 12 years ago. We meet up for a drink. We have a couple martinis. Things are going great. I said, let's go back to my place. She goes, okay, where do you live? I said, Astoria. She goes, I have work tomorrow.
Where is the date in the
it's
city?
It's in the West Village.
Okay.
Cool spot. Vibes are tight. Music's good. We're dancing. She's touching my knee. I'm like, I'm in.
Oh, it went nut to knee.
Nut to knee?
I heard nut. She's touching my nut knee.
No, you don't want a girl hits you with one of these and like
yeah,
laughs.
That's in. That's... physical contact, you're in.
Laughs a little too hard at everything you're saying.
It could be annoying, but you're in. You're in there.
It's not annoying. That's my love language.
Okay, good. You're
That's
in.
My kink. Tell me I'm funny, I will fuck you, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I go, I live in Astoria. She goes, oh, I can't. I have work tomorrow. I live in Hoboken. I go, am I really about to go to fucking Hoboken, dog?
Yes.
I'm a fucking dog. I have a problem. So we go to Hoboken, $80 fucking yellow cab to Hoboken.
No, terrible.
Not terrible.
That's terrible.
After all the drinks, I barely know this girl's name.
Yeah, but you're gonna hope. I mean, I don't want to jump ahead, but you're hopefully get laid.
Wait till you hear the story.
But it's
Suze.
Like, but you're investing that into hopefully getting laid. It's not terrible.
Suze, I don't know what your bank account looks like. $80 at the time was fucking me up.
Susie, relax.
I might have overdraft my debit card on this fucking cab. We get to her place. She starts blowing me.
She's blowing you.
She's sucking.
Nice.
She's sucking my.
$80 worth.
Yeah.
Till you hear the story, Susie.
I'm sorry.
The penis thing is, envy. Penis envy in her mouth.
The thing is, it was not great. I come.
Oh, that's great.
Hard.
What could be better than that?
Hard. I come.
Okay.
A lot of ejaculant.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ejaculant.
And I go, thank you so much, babe. That was great. She goes, why didn't you come?
Oh, no.
Oh, no. So you hit her with a teaspoon. You thought you hit her with a tablespoon.
No, it went somewhere else.
I go, what are you talking about? She goes, why did you stop? I was having so much fun. Like, what are you doing? I was like,
Is this something about Mary?
I came in your mouth. I never saw that movie. I go, I just finished in your mouth.
Okay.
She goes, you're such a fucking liar. You fucking drunk asshole. I bring you back to my place and you fucking lie about coming, blah, blah, blah. Starts hitting me, dude. Like getting physically aggressive, like ripping my shirt. Like, you're a fucking asshole. Get the fuck out of my house. It's 3:30 in the morning. I'm in Hoboken, New Jersey. Ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Wait, so you're like close to her house now?
I'm in her house.
Oh, I thought this happened in the cab.
No.
Didn't you say she started blowing you in the cab?
I don't think I said that. Did I say that?
No, kind of. I thought for a second you said I'm in the cab. I was getting blown. No,
I may have alluded that it was in the cab. It was not in the cab. It was in her shitty fucking apartment in Hoboken.
Okay. Hoboken's nice though, right?
Not this Hoboken.
Okay.
She lives on the other side of the tracks. But...
okay.
So she kicks me out at 5 a.m. after I blew a fucking load in her mouth.
Okay.
Accusing me of not coming. I'm in the cab on the way home like, did I not?
Yeah.
Is it possible? I'm Googling coming with no visual sign of ejaculation. I think I have cancer all of a sudden. I'm on WebMD at 5 a.m. checking if Tylenol can make your fucking cum go away. Because like I took a Tylenol that day.
Yeah,
Tylenol. I'm in deep on WebMD like, what the fuck just happened?
Yeah.
$80 Uber back to my crib.
$160 down. Yeah.
And I'm fucking sitting on my bed like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
My shirt is ripped.
Yeah.
Insane.
She texting you? You piece of shit.
No. I didn't even have her number. We like met on Instagram.
Wow.
No, we met on that dating app.
What did she want?
We met on that dating app. It gets worse. I start dating a girl 7 months later. I'm very much in love with this girl. Mm. We're having a great time. She gets a DM from this girl. Is that your boyfriend?
Now, how does she know? Like, picture. Oh, pictures. Okay.
She posted a picture of us together. Is that your boyfriend? She goes, yeah. Why? And the girl goes, that's so weird. My best friend just fucked him a week ago. I go, my ex-girlfriend is showing me this, going, what the fuck is this? You fucking liar. I go, babe, you're not going to believe this story, but this is what happened. And it was 6 months ago. I'm showing her my receipts.
Good, good, good.
This girl was a diabolical psychopath.
Yeah.
She had her friend reach out to my girlfriend at the time and tell her that I was dating her fucking friend.
How did you know that she was a friend of that girl?
I looked on Instagram. We were doing detective shit. Mm-hmm. Fucking, I'm pretty good at that shit. Like, if you post a picture with your friend and you add her, I'm going to find her Instagram, okay?
Yeah.
If you do a little, I'll go to the tagged post, okay? I'm a sneaky little fuck.
It's like the show Catfish. Like, they really dig into all the things.
Bro.
Yeah.
How wild.
I'm still like, I really thought that was
she still will fucking follow me on Instagram on burner accounts.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
and send me nudes.
You hit a winner.
I really thought that was going to be a resolution to what happened to the
ejaculate. I'll never know.
I thought it was going to be like, so in Something About Mary, you claim you haven't seen it. But it, so like the shoot happens and it's in her hair. She doesn't realize it. She goes like this and then it just stuck up like this and she never knows it. Because
her mouth
it's in
never
her hair.
Came off my penis. Yeah. There's no way that it went anywhere
was
else.
Was she upset that you stopped the dance? Like maybe she wanted more or like how did that, what, when did she get aggressive?
Pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, you hit a winner, brother. That's.
She was accused. It was crazy. I'm not kidding. On my bed, I take like meds because of my bipolar. Googling like, does Abilify make you not come?
Does it?
No. No visual confirmation of ejaculation.
Have you ever masturbated before and there was at least like less than you expected?
I mean, if it's the third time I'm Jay Owen, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And this day it wasn't.
No, I was fresh off of fucking. I knew I was going on a date. I like to have a rope ready.
Yeah, my boy.
I like to have a rope ready.
My boy waited a day.
I didn't wait a day.
2 day break.
Nah, I probably jerked off the morning the morning of. But
it's weird because if she was obsessed with you for so long after, for her to like create a problem out of nothing and not even like have sex, it's just so it doesn't make sense.
Oh, I couldn't agree more, Suze. The thing is, she was nuts.
Yeah.
Truly batshit fucking crazy.
That's crazy.
She's DM'd my friends and been like, let's hook up, nude picture.
Up until how recently?
A year ago. And this happened realistically 8 years ago. And my friend will be like, who's this? And I'll be like, buddy, delete, block, unfollow this woman.
Crazy person. And she's hot.
Yeah.
Let me see the nudes.
Later.
Later. You show me later. Do you pull up the nudes on
Patreon?
So that's your bad date and weird sex story.
That's my bad date story.
Oh, that's not
that's
the weird
also
sex
weird.
Story.
Yeah, I guess that's a twofer.
Yeah.
Let's move to the next segment. If we have time at the end, we'll circle back to the other one.
Sure.
I just don't want to run out of time. So
yeah.
Move over.
What are we at?
And then before we, I just, Harrington, if you could just get me water, and then we're going to move over to bad dates. Bad things. Water coming at me.
Bad things with you.
Bad things.
I said bad dates. It's a mistake. I had too much.
I
feel like I've been, when I'm here for a long day, I smoke this too much and it just like ramps
melts
me up.
Brain.
And yes, it does. It's such a problem. That's why I hate that you started it.
When it clicks, apparently, is that bad? It goes like click, click, click,
no,
click.
That's good. That's a good thing. That's like a good hit.
Yeah. Apparently there's a study coming out about these.
They're terrible. I know they're terrible.
No,
I know
but
it.
It's going to like shatter the vape community.
I know it's bad.
But it's good.
It's so good. I know. I'm so mad you started it.
Well, everything that's supposed to be bad make me feel so good. Everything they told me not to is exactly what I would. Can you sing on this podcast?
This is Kanye. Are you doing Kanye?
Yeah.
You know, just quick, we got to go to bad things, but you said something about Kanye West. His first albums, when I first listened to them, it was pure amazingness.
808 and Heartbreak and Yeezus. The first time I listened to those albums, I was like, the guy's lost his mind.
Yeah, those were ones where, yeah, to me, I had to like, let me hear him again. Then I was like, oh, yeah, these are all really great.
Well, I heard Yeezus. I was on vacation in Cyprus with my ex girlfriend, and I literally was like, this is ear poison.
Yeah.
And now it's one of my favorite albums of all time.
Yeah, it's one of those effects where you're fucking...
He's too experimental. He doesn't...
He's coming back, baby.
You think so?
He's going to Israel. He's going to help out a little bit. What he did, and then he's coming back. He's going to go on the front lines. He's going to blast some guys. And then he's going to come back and
he's
be like,
yo, fight
yeah,
in he's going to fight Israel.
A little bit with the ski mask
on.
Oh,
my God, dude.
Bad things, baby.
That's so funny, dude.
All right, so this is the part where we talk about fight stories, physical altercations. And I want to say real quick now, because we didn't talk about this earlier, that we are recording a day after Legion of Skanks, where Dylan fought Crack Amico.
Yep.
Long-awaited fight.
Good
since
fight.
Way before Skank Fest. We've
Congrats
been waiting for
to
this
Dylan,
fight.
Baby.
Good fight. Dylan fucking showed his experience, man, and he landed a lot of punches. I mean, I don't know if you want to pull any of it up. I don't know. But if you do, Mike probably has it.
I don't know. They You'll see. Go and watch it.
Go and watch it.
Use promo code TTI, gasdigital.com.
Very and then, funny. Yeah, the kid's got a good reach on him, that Dylan.
Uppercuts, so fucking
tall.
Jabs.
6'3".
So tall.
But his reach is even more impressive. Yeah. He's got long arms.
That's not impressive, though. That's just like God-given.
Yes.
That's not like, you know.
No, it's not like he works on it. Yeah.
You know, I'm just like, you know, just trying to even the playing field. I'm proud of him and I'm glad that he did it as part of like
Sounds
Gas
like you
Digital
lost
family.
Some money on the fight.
I didn't.
Everybody did. No one thought Dylan was going to win at all. This Crack Amico guy is a crazy juggalo, skinny fucking kid.
I don't know
kid.
This guy.
He's a psychopath. Oh, here we go. Well,
which one's Crack Amico?
Crack is with no shirt.
Okay.
Oh, Dylan is in the tie dye.
Oh, is this where Lewis doesn't pay attention?
Oh, Lewis was on so many edibles. Bang, got the uppercut.
Ooh,
bang, see?
Yeah, he's down.
See?
He's
and they're
down.
Just hugging
he's
each other for like 3 minutes.
And the ref should have stopped it, but the ref is on Delta 8, everybody.
Look at him with his hands on his
hips. Yeah, now he realizes.
You can't have your hands on your hips when you're reffing a boxing match, Lewis.
Yeah.
Get it together.
And then he runs him into
no,
him like
that.
You can't do that. What is like?
That's illegal.
So bad. That's but he illegal. Was so stoned. Lewis is in his edible phase, and he was
God,
just like
his edible phase.
Yeah, he just doesn't do dabs.
Yeah.
He doesn't do dabs anymore. He just does edibles, and he was
first
like,
time I ever met Lewis. He comes up to me, kid, fucking grown man. He's older than me. He goes, "You got some traps on you, kid." I go, "Thanks, man." He goes, "No, really, these are some fucking traps." Bud.
Do you? Flex them.
That hurts my feelings.
Wait, I just want to see
this
them.
This is a long time ago.
I want to flex them.
I don't know how to flex my traps.
Oh, isn't it like that?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
These are traps.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, I know what traps are.
I know
I like the thin chain.
Thank you, bud.
I like the
Me
subtle.
And my boys all have the same chain. The River Boys. Me, Steven Stauffer, Michael Stauffer, and Dan Davies. Real good group chat. Dan Davies, you know Dan? Stand-up comedian?
Maybe.
We have a real good group chat, and we all bought chains for each other for Christmas.
That's a nice chain. It's subtle.
It's from Catbird. Shout out Catbird.
Shout out Catbird.
Send me some stuff.
Shout out Catbird.
I don't know how to flex my traps, dude.
What?
Oh, look. Here we go. I'm flexing my traps.
I know he can hear me because he doesn't have headphones on, so I know if I talk low enough, he's not going to hear what I say.
Traps are good. Traps are good, Poppy.
What'd you say?
No, I see them. I see the traps.
She sees them traps.
No, I do.
She
said
the chain was a little K. But there we go. Hey, Daddy.
Those are traps.
There we go.
Or those biceps.
Welcome to Israel, baby.
Hey.
Hey.
Kid doesn't even work out. Those are all jeans.
Gun show.
So congratulations to Dylan.
Yes.
Great
Congrats
job. But also, Crack Amico, great job.
Great job.
He's never done this before. He trained for it. And his song, like his pre-fight song, it was like Yank from YouTube. You couldn't find it on Twitter. Freaking hilarious. Some people were like, it sucked and it wasn't as good as the other one. I thought it was great. I thought he did a great
job. He's very talented and he knows how to rap. The boy is talented.
He's great.
The
boy's talented. Kid's a talented,
talented
kid.
Guy.
Never heard any of his songs, but I pray for him.
No. He's great. By the way, knowing that he was in town, we should have like booked him.
We to gotta
be
get
here.
Him. Yeah, we gotta
get him. Reach him out. No, in addition.
No,
in addition
of me.
To you. No,
you, say it. You don't
no,
like
it's
him.
Not. I would. Susie, I
it's
don't.
Okay.
Look. Your toxic energy make my glasses. Look what it did to my glasses.
You need mine.
Look what your toxic energy did for no reason.
You want mine?
No, I need prescription. I can't see. Cool, man. I feel like a grandpa. You know the grandpas on TikTok is like, okay, what are you gonna get? Color glasses? Okay,
oh those
damn.
Look good, bud. Keep those.
Oh
on.
Damn. Hell I feel yeah. like I feel like the Salt Bay.
Those are Ray-Bans.
Hey guys, we're gonna take a moment to talk about those $60 kilos. That's right, the unattainable number that no one in the world of Kratom was able to accomplish until Yo Kratom came along.
For years, entrepreneurs, scientists, academics all tried to solve the $60 kilo problem, and YoKratom.com are the ones that figured it out. And now, thanks to their sheer brilliance, you can get a kilo of Kratom for just $60.
How did they solve that $60 kilo problem, you ask? Will anyone else be able to solve the $60 YoKratom kilo problem?
Find it on season 3 of Yo Kratom. That's right. It's Yo Kratom's third year of being a loyal sponsor on the show. And I just want to say, if you are a fan of Kratom and you're stuck having to go to some random corner store, smoke shop, whatever, you don't know what's in the bag that they're giving you, you don't know what strains they have, at YoKratom.com, you know you can trust the quality of their product and they have everything you can possibly want.
Good old Kratom makes me feel good. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Now, let's get back to the show.
Okay, so segment, we talk about fight stories, physical altercations. If you've been in multiple fights, the most memorable one.
Okay, I'm from Queens, baby. Okay. I've been in a couple fights. Okay. Got a couple lawsuits pending on your boy.
Let's go.
I'm kidding. But there was one where I got a fucking thing in the mail that was like, you have to appear in court. And I was like, I don't even remember this night. But someone's jaw got broken or whatever.
Thank you.
So it's me and my cousin, and we're outside of a bar. In Astoria, it's called Sweet Afton, and these two kids come up. How much? These two kids come up to us, and they're like, "You guys know where we could get any blow?" We're like, "No, man. What are you talking about?"
Wait, how long ago was this? You don't have to say.
Six years ago. You got any blow? We're like, "No. What? Go away." They're like, "All right, you don't have to be a dick about it." We're like, "We're not being dicks about it. We just said we don't sell drugs. Like, do we look like we sell drugs?" They're like, all right, that's why Queens is pussy. We were like, what'd you just say? They go, that's why Queens is pussy. Y'all are pussy.
White guys.
So we said, one of them was like Indian.
Oh, okay.
But you know how like Indians in Queens think they're black?
Yes.
There was one of those.
Yeah.
And the other one was a white guy, glasses. Hmm. So we go, what the fuck did you just say? We just said we don't have drugs. Why are we pussy? Why is our whole borough pussy? Because we don't have drugs? He goes, we're from Brooklyn, bro. You pussy. We're like, you're not from Brooklyn. You live in Brooklyn. Starts getting a little heated. Bouncer breaks it up. He goes, have a good night, guys. Both of you need to go. I go, I have a tab inside. I come to this bar all the time. He goes, go close your tab. My cousin looks at me. He goes, you're going to close that tab? And we are about to fuck these kids up. I go, nah, come on. We're old. Come on. He goes, no. You don't say Queens is pussy and not get knocked the fuck out for it. I go inside. I close my tab. We walk down the street. They're talking big talk as they're walking away. Big talk as the bouncer is standing in between us.
Are they like equally sized?
Bigger than us. Bigger than us. My cousin's a big dude, 6'3". And I'm like not that tall, but like I'm from Queens. I've gotten into a couple of scraps. Like I hate fighting. I'm peace all the way. But you don't come and say Queens is pussy, then start talking shit about our moms. Fucking, you don't know me. We walk up the block.
Your mom was in a cult, motherfucker. Queens is pussy, and your mom had to sign an NDA. Real talk.
You don't know their mom sell drugs. You don't know that.
They didn't know about the NDA.
No, I know.
So we walk up the block, and they're like, still like, being hard. And we're like, oh, what's good now, baby? They're like, what? What's good? I'm like, no. Queens is pussy, right? Queens is pussy, right? And they're like, yo, we were just saying, we were just trying to find some drug. We go, no. Queens is pussy, right? My cousin just fucking block, knocks this kid out under a car. The kid fell under a car. I'm with the other one, like squaring up with the other one. He has glasses on.
Yeah.
And like my brain did this whole thing where like I hit this kid, the glass goes in his eye. I catch a lawsuit.
He bleeds to death.
I go to jail. He bleeds to death. That's what I'm always thinking when I fight.
If
we're going to have fight and have some fun and someone's going to fucking bleed a little bit, that's cool. If I'm going to go to jail over a fucking me calling Queens pussy, like I'm not.
Defending Queens.
I'll die for my borough, but not in that way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I do this thing where I'm like, Queens is pussy, right? Queens is pussy, right? And I go like this and I flick his glasses off. Bah! Right in the fodge. And he's like, yo, chill. We're just going to town on these kids.
Yeah.
They want nothing to do with
it. Did the other guy get back up after he fell into the car?
No, he's under the car. My cousin's kicking him under the car.
Is he hiding under the car?
Like... they're both like, chill. And we're like, all right, we'll chill, but come back to Queens and say Queens is pussy again, you pussies.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
I like to flick the glasses.
You
I
had
like,
to.
I like that you did
you
that.
Had to.
Like, hold on. You know,
you're protecting
him. Thank you.
I didn't want. I don't know. I'm protecting my hand. I'm protecting a lot of things in that situation. Where are my glasses? Where are my glasses? They were such. They were two little bitches, bro.
Yeah, what the fuck?
They were probably a little sniffed out.
That's a good story. They need to get their asses kicked, learn their lesson.
That's what my cousin said. My cousin said, next time you fucking call Queens' pussy, remember us.
Yeah, that's a good story.
Away.
He really needed coke after that, though.
Yeah.
I think that's what happened. They were a little sniffed out. Mm-hmm. They were like desperate for that next bump. Mm-hmm. They're asking people in the streets for a drug plug.
Wild.
So.
And this wasn't what you got the papers for, though.
No. Okay. I was half kidding about the papers thing just because this is a podcast. And I don't know.
I mean, we've had a lot of crazy stories on the show. It could be possible. So that's the most
totally possible. I did once get a fucking summons to appear in court, but we don't have to talk about that. I was 15.
But can we talk about it?
I was like 16. Someone's jaw got broken at a party. I didn't hit the kid. We'll leave it at that.
Okay.
That experience was in your head with this kid with the glasses. You were like,
100%.
I don't mean, I'm
100%.
You know, and that's the type of things you think about when you're older. Like, fuck.
I killed
There's so many consequences.
You know what I mean?
yeah. You're like, fuck, my God.
Anytime someone hits the floor, you never know.
You hit your
head the wrong way. It's not worth it. That's why I'm always like, we're grown men. We can talk about this.
Yeah.
If I said what up to your girl, I didn't know she had a girl. Like, my bad. I'm always the first one to be like, bro, peace.
Yeah, let's be cool, man.
Yeah.
What's the problem?
Yeah. I'm always like that. But these kids, and my cousin was on one that night. So...
A lot of coke.
No. I don't think so.
We don't have drugs, kid. Leave us alone.
Why would you ask me that?
That's why they asked us for drugs.
His cousin's out there blasting fucking lights.
We don't have drugs. No, we don't.
Okay, drugs?
You got a tissue? I don't have any drugs.
Fucking drugs.
Okay, we're going to move over to our final segment now, which is scary things.
Uh-oh.
Do I have time to pee? No.
You got to go quick?
You can.
We have 10 minutes left.
We do, but I do have like a listener email so we can.
I can hold it.
Okay, this is Scary Things, part of the show. We talk about weird, creepy, unexplainable, possibly paranormal experiences. This could be anything from like a dream that came true, like a hear sound or whatever, all the way to like seeing an apparition. I feel like you have got a good thing.
One,
okay,
bro.
I'm excited.
I got the wildest paranormal shit.
I love
you. You gotta whisper this shit. It's so crazy, bro. All right, so my mom's second husband had this huge beach house in Monmouth County, New Jersey.
Is it Monmouth County?
Monmouth County is in New Jersey. It's right on the beach. Okay. Huge house, 13 rooms. His brother, my mother's second husband's brother, had killed himself when he was 13 years old, hung himself, like not too far from that house. One night, me and my sister are there. We had never met the family before. We're acting a fool. I'm 6, my sister's 9, running around the house, running around. My mom's so embarrassed. She barely knows this guy's family. This is like where she's meeting the extended family.
But they're like married. They're together for a while.
They're married, but this is like extended family. Okay. They rushed into the marriage. They knew each other for 9 months and got married. Her mother-in-law's there, and we're fucking... These two kids that are not his are at the house running around. She finally gets us to bed. Next day, we wake up. There's a picture of that guy on the mantle, and my sister, 9 years old, too young to make something like this up, looks at the picture and goes, Mommy, that's who we were playing with last night.
Oh, shit. No fucking way.
Swear to God, true story. And we were too young to like even know that that guy existed.
Yeah.
So she was 9. I feel like that's old enough to like have memories. Have you discussed this with her since then?
My sister's kind of a witch.
Okay.
I mean that in the best way possible. Okay. She's seen other paranormal shit before.
Okay.
Like my mother's mom died when my mom was 16 years old. And one day my sister wakes up. She's 12 years old. She goes, Mom, I had the craziest, most vivid dream I ever had in my life. This woman came to the window, told me that everything's going to be okay. She had a chiffon dress on, like sort of see-through brown chiffon, like a couple of jewels here. That was the dress that my grandmother was buried in, bro.
Wow. Oh, damn.
I mean, so let's add her to the list of people that we want to have on the show. Grandfather, mother, sister.
My sister, for real, is like...
How old is she now?
All the Pavages.
She's 3 years older than me, so she's 37.
Okay, 37, yeah. And she... Yeah.
So I'm 34.
And when you say she's a witch, she like has like a pocket full of like amethyst.
No. She
like
doesn't...
That?
She tries not to... She's not like a crystal lady. She's not like super into astrology. Just like in her life, she has seen weird shit, bro. She saw my other dead grandma in our house in Croatia. She saw my cousin's dad like sent her a message once in a dream. Like, there's just people that are like in tune with that shit.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah.
How did you react when she's like, I was playing with that guy. Like, that's the guy I was playing with.
I was 6 years old. I don't remember this story at all. My mom told me this story when we were old enough to like understand what happened.
Was there like a reaction from the family? Like, do they believe this?
Yeah, they were bugged the fuck out.
They believed it.
I would have been bugged out.
Like, the whole family was like, what?
Yeah, we're getting
out. And that house is spooky. That house has always been spooky. Even as an older teenager, when I would go back there, lights would flicker, fucking, you'd hear a sound. That house was bugged out.
Who owns it right now?
Nobody. They sold it for a lot.
Oh, okay.
Have you like just... for fun, searched it to see if other people have had similar experiences?
Apparently, the people that owned the house before sold it and, like, said, like, be careful in this house.
Oh, so maybe it wasn't even that uncle. Like, maybe just, like, stuff happens.
Well, the uncle, she pointed to the picture and said that's the guy. So maybe it wasn't the uncle. It could have been another spirit or whatever. But, like, for my sister to say that was the guy...
Oh, do you know the address? You don't have to say it, but like, do you know it?
I can find it.
How fun would that be to go on a ghost hunt in a beach house?
Yeah, that's what I was asking if he owned it. Like,
I could find it and we can Zillow it and maybe they like Airbnb it or something.
That would be fun.
I'll email you guys.
Okay, yes, please.
Have you ever experienced anything where you felt some kind of shit going on?
Not really.
Okay.
No, I don't have that.
But it is in your bloodline if your sister has it. But I also feel the same, like my sister is like, she's told me so many stories. Like, she's like, if sensitive is a thing, she is it. Yeah. And I am the opposite of it. Like, I don't.
No, my sister's witchy, dude.
Yeah.
She's unbelievable. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean, like, I think some people actually, like, if she was born during like Salem times, she would have been burned at the stake.
It sounds like she's like a medium.
I think she is.
Yeah.
I really think she is. And she's been trying to, like, tap into it a little bit more, in her older age and, like, you know. Meet with some like mediums and like see how she can extract this. I have to pee so bad.
Okay, go.
Go ahead, go pee. Okay. Go.
Yeah. It's okay. Go pee. Yeah. Sure?
Yes, I promise. While you do that, I'm going
to check that house out.
I know. It's I really smart. Want to. It's crazy. Yeah. I like that. I like that it's in a beach town because that's where I want to spend the rest of my life. I love to spend the rest of my life in a beach town haunted house. By the way, my parents just like recently moved into. That was a great catch.
That was a great catch. For a second, I thought you hit something. Oh, I thought that was like a spirit thing. Every time we get into this segment, I feel like my hair goes up a little bit.
Last
I'm more
week was
alert.
The best.
That was a good one. You said you felt it pull you back.
Oh, so I did, but that's not. I even forgot it until you said it.
That's the only thing I remember.
No, so when she first mentioned it, the screen went off.
Yeah,
for no reason,
went off.
And that's
yeah.
never happened before. Still never happened. It'd be great if it would happen now.
We gotta clip that.
We need the intelligence.
You want me to call out her mom? What was her mom's name? Do you remember?
No, she didn't say
Jenna.
Lewis's girlfriend.
Jenna! Turn off the TV, Jen! My lips are so chapped. They're like I have pink.
I don't have my chapstick in here.
No, I have this one, but it sucks. It's from Manscaped. Fuck Manscaped.
Manscaped? Oh, chaps. Oh, yes, I have like...
Sorry, they canceled my subscription.
Oh, I thought Harry was going to say something. Okay, so we have a... I'm trying to drag this out a little bit till he comes back. But we have a listener-submitted Scary Things story that I wanted to get to last week, and he sent a video with it. Oh, he's coming in now.
Oh, let's go. Okay.
So, and it's a short one, so we don't have to send it around the table.
Okay,
I'll just read it.
Yeah. Thank you.
Sorry about that. Yes, no, all good. Okay, so... this is from Chris. Hey, Shannon, my name is Chris. I'm a huge fan of you and the show. I've been listening since you were on YKWD, which is 75 years ago. And shout out to Figs. He's the best. So last week, my wife and I went to Salem, Massachusetts for our anniversary. We went on a classic Salem night ghost tour. We asked our tour guide, what is the most haunted place in Salem? Quotes. He said he really couldn't say, but directed us to a memorial on what's called Proctor's Ledge, the hill where... most of the Salem witch hangings took place. And there's got to be like at least bad energy there. Mm-hmm. So naturally, my wife and I head straight there and take some pictures. My wife's iPhone can shoot in, quote, burst mode or live photo mode, like iPhones.
Mm-hmm. Brag.
Yes. Porn.
My wife has
Android.
An iPhone XR.
Brag.
And it captures what looks like a shadow coming out of the ground. You can see in the video, the camera flash goes off, then captures what looks like something moving. Sorry for the poor quality as we blew up the video on our TV to really see what we saw. We can't really explain what it is, but upon researching ghost sightings in Salem, the ghost that's most seen is called the Lady in White, I mean, in most places. And that's what it kind of looks like, but would love to know what you think. Love you guys. Okay, this is from Chris. So let's see the video.
Thanks,
and
Chris.
And I didn't watch this beforehand. Like, okay. He sent it, and I didn't watch it because I wanted to watch it for real.
Okay. What are we looking at? That's a TV?
Yeah, it's going to be... Okay. Oh, right. So we're watching the live picture thing.
Is he talking about that thing on the left?
Yeah. So it's like whoever's like not an iPhone person, when you take a picture and it's live, it's just like a few frames of the thing. So when he takes it. So here's what I'm thinking, though.
He hit a vape.
Or it's the flash like catching whatever mist.
Yeah, that looks
fog.
Was there,
fog.
And it just
it's fog, you
By
fucking
the way,
idiot.
Ralph always calls me at the end of the show, literally every time.
Can I talk to Chris real quick? It's fog.
I think it's
the flash hitting fog.
Yeah, that's okay. That right there. What's that little? That was when I first saw that caught my. Okay, that movement. It's fog, but that's kind of why is that fog moving? You like this? Why is that fog not moving with the other fogs?
Buddy, you got to get up there with a pen and do that. So what's happening with the fog is
get your pen.
You're watching fog detectives here. Fog's over there.
Well, the fog's over here.
Randy Fog's right over there.
And all of a sudden, the fog is no longer over here because the fog is moving east. Because it's a fucking flash, buddy.
By the way, if you're going to really view it as like a ghost video, all the way at the end, there are orbs.
What was that thing? Yeah, those orbs.
I'm not an orb person.
It's light.
But if you're going to like really look for it, there are two like orbs at the end of it. I'm not an orb person. Any picture of like what people like videos and pictures of orbs like
I'm not an orb person. I'm actually not an orb person.
We got two t-shirts. Italian leans Jewish and I'm not an orb person. There
we go. Print them.
It's not for me. But if he were to say he didn't use a flash.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
Yeah, then that would be a different thing. So Chris, please let us know, did you use a flash in this picture or not? Yeah. But I feel like that, yeah.
Let us know how you felt. Did you feel scared in the moment? Did you feel
Chris,
something?
If you think it was an orb, let it be an orb, dude. Are you an orb person, Chris? Because Shannon's not.
That's the title right there. Are you an orb person? Damn. Yeah, I don't know. Really, I've never experienced
really
anything
love,
like that.
You really love trying to find the title during the show. Yeah.
Titles and clips. I'm on titles and clip mode.
Clip it.
I came in her mouth and nothing was there.
Did I say
on
that?
On next week's episode.
I hope I didn't say
she
that.
She touched my nut knee. I mean.
I hope I didn't say that.
No, I was doing it. No, you
did
for
say
a second
it.
You said
nut. You did say
it was so fast. You know, she touched my nut knee. Because we're purrs. We were like, she touched your nuts.
Hey.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
Okay, we have like a second. So like, what do you think happens when we die?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Okay, so even though you believe that your sister sees spirits, you still think it's lights out over?
Lights out, game
over.
So what
over. Do you think your sister's seeing?
Bury me in the dirt. I think there might be people that like have unfinished business that get like another try or something.
And then when they finish it, they just disappear? So why ever finish it then?
Because you have like some, I don't know. I don't have the answers. You're asking me what.
Yes,
what
no.
I'm
asking what you believe. I'm curious why you believe it.
Sometimes we ask the guests. You know, we have a little extra time. Like what do you think happens when you like die?
Bro, you can bury me in a burlap sack.
Yeah.
You can literally, whatever's cheapest.
Yeah.
Burn my body.
Forget about the physical. What do you think happens to your soul, your mental?
You don't even have to bury me, bro.
Yeah.
You could cremate me and literally put me in whatever is cheapest.
Sure.
A burlap sack.
Nice.
Do whatever the fuck you want with it. Sprinkle it. Do. Okay.
What do you think happens to your mental, your spirit?
Literally nothing.
So if you have
lights out, good night. You're dead.
Nothing.
It doesn't make sense to me that you were so buying into your sister's visions, but you still think nothing exists.
I'm not saying. Do you believe your sister? Is the question?
Oh, 100%. I believe my sister. I believe that maybe you can like. communicate with spirits. I'm not saying that that's not an option. I'm just saying that I don't think I'm going to come back and haunt people. Mm-hmm. I don't think I'm going to have anything to say to my fucking next of kin if I have kids. Mm-hmm. But like, maybe some people do go to purgatory or need to like send a message. I don't know. I'm not denying that my sister is a medium. Mm-hmm. But to me, when you die, unfortunately, it is game over, lights out.
Unless mm-hmm. you don't want it to be.
I don't think you have a choice.
Mm. So you said unless like you want to like, quote, haunt people, or unless you have unfinished business, which I feel like whoever is like ending their life and is like, yep, did it all, I'm great. I feel like nobody. Everyone, yeah, right. So like most people have things unfinished. So like who are the people that are just like going to rest and it's like, I'm good. I'm happy to go and I'm good.
Who
like,
are those people?
Yeah.
99.999% of the whole all the people that ever lived
are just happy when they die and just like
no not happy when they die, but they're dead and they don't exist anymore.
I mean, I don't
come back as a fucking tree or a fucking I don't know.
I don't think you're wrong, but I hope you're wrong. Like I don't want it to just be darkness, you know. I would like to be you wake up and you're a baby or something, you know. Or you feel I want to feel life again.
That would be cool. I hope there's a heaven. Yeah. I'm not going.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always been like, I don't know if you're up there just like, woo, watching, or you're below like, ah. I just, you know, I feel like, yeah, it's either darkness or maybe you're reborn into something. I like to think you're reborn.
That would be cool.
That makes me feel good.
If you're reborn, you're not going to know it, though.
You're not going to know it. You don't know it, but you just feel you're back in a vessel. You're unaware of your past, but you're back in a vessel, so you're back. You get to, you know, feel this energy again. That's cool. What I hope for, yeah.
That would be cool. I'm down for that. I'm not, like, shitting on anything. You're asking me, though, like, what I
no,
think?
Yeah, no, I, no, I, I'm, I yeah, we're just curious to hear what you say. And a lot of people feel that way. Yeah. A lot of people we've said are, like, it's dark, pitch black, and you're just like, okay.
Not even pitch black. There's nothing. Just like, you're not even aware that you ever lived.
Yeah. Yeah, it's wild. I hope not.
You ever think about infinity?
No. What do you mean? Like, never ends?
It's just try and think about infinity for a second.
Yeah.
Infinite space.
Yeah.
No beginning and no end. Doesn't that hurt your brain a little bit? That's what the universe is. It's infinite. Yeah. So you just go up and you become fucking star powder.
You're listening to Star Talk when Neil deGrasse Tyson and
he doesn't believe in anything. That he's boring.
Who, me?
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. Neil deGrasse?
No. No,
she's talking about Neil deGrasse. Not you.
No, neither. You both thought I was attacking you.
We just gave you water. What the fuck? No. We were so generous to you. No, she's talking about Neil deGrasse.
You know me, Susie. You know I like to attack every guest.
Well, billions and billions. Every time I listen to Neil, he's always
He's very like close-minded, though. But I guess it's like as someone who knows what he does, you have to like take it with respect, but... I don't love it. I don't like that he has any, like, he doesn't have an open mind to there being, like, extraterrestrial.
Did I ever ask you what you think?
Does he not have an open mind to extraterrestrial?
He doesn't.
What a moron.
I'm surprised. I thought he changed his views all of a sudden.
Bro, that's why people say he's a shill. Because, like,
definitely extraterrestrial.
You think so, Brian? He's a shill? Yeah, he's a shill. Like, he's like, nope, there's definitely not. Because, like, people trust him and he's like, nope,
how
it's all
how could you say definitely not? Didn't they just prove that aliens came here or some shit?
I feel like, but people ignore it.
Neil deGrasse Tyson, I'm surprised because he's always like science and molecular
bro,
physics.
Like I said, infinity. Think about that for a second. No,
I keep
beginning.
Thinking stones because I'm a nerd. So like infinity. Think of infinity, and I just keep seeing Iron Man fucking crashing his wrist like this.
No,
infinity just
about.
Meaning like just no beginning, no end, infinity.
No beginning, bro. Think and about beyond. That, and then no end.
Yeah,
that's like what?
So then, what is this? This is present.
This is a blip. A blip, yeah. This is a fucking nothing, Matt. Like. Yeah. You can't even, if you went to the beach, all the beaches in the world and collected all the sand, we're not even one fleck, one half of a fucking piece of cocaine, dude.
So what does that make you feel like?
Sometimes it makes me feel good, like nothing I do matters.
Okay.
And like,
who cares? Which is kind of good to have some of that.
And sometimes I'm like, there's got to be more than that. I can't be doing all this for nothing.
Yeah.
That's why I'm sort of just like, I want to leave behind a legacy and like... If I can impact the world somehow, that would be cool. And if it lasts 10, 20 years and people are still talking about me, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did have a pretty big impact.
What are you talking about?
You created a content that was worldwide.
Yeah. Coincidence, I hope, will not be my legacy.
That was something that people, I mean, why not? That's how many, that made people feel good. People united and danced and moved. It wasn't some girl shaking her tits on TikTok or a cop shooting a guy.
No,
it's
you're
a
right.
fun thing.
You're
right. It's a funny thing.
People sending me kids.
Like pure joy, yeah.
People sending me videos of their kids dancing to my song. Like that warmed my fucking
heart.
Yeah.
Okay, so you did impact. You have. Then compared to most people, you've already had a bigger impact than the majority. So
thank you,
in case
man.
You ever feel, you know.
Thank you. I'm not done. I'm not anywhere close to done.
Yeah, no, you're young, baby. You're 34 years old.
34. I have a lot more stuff coming out that I'm really excited about. But it was cool at a young age to be like, oh, damn, fuck you.
No, that was a video.
It's from Jorge. He was giving you a pause.
Yeah, that's what,
oh,
I,
he
that's
was.
What I thought.
Oh, I thought he was having a video.
I think it was up. Was it on purpose? It
no.
wasn't. Oh,
no, that's getting a YouTube video.
You could
already.
Have said yes, and I would have been like, oh, Jorge was giving
no,
you a pause.
That was a producer's mistake of looking for a video and not knowing that the audio was on and pressing play and going, oh, shit.
And no one had to know that because I gave them an out.
Yeah, I know, right?
It was fitting. It was
no,
fitting.
No, he chose not to take it. He also said no.
The video, if you're curious about what we're talking about, is a video called Coincidence.
Oh, do you have it?
Have you ever seen it before?
By Handsome Dancer. It's very cool, and I made it a long time ago, and it has hundreds of millions of views worldwide, which is very cool.
And then also after that, with all the new social media, it became a trending
TikTok.
Sound and the dance and all that stuff, whatever. And I don't know. I know some guys are like, you know, you're kind of embarrassed. Like that's like going up to Keenan and being like, yo, good burger. And you're like, yeah, how many fucking times are you going to say that to
me? No, bro.
So like,
J-Lo did the fucking dance.
Like, yeah.
You know, that's crazy.
Yeah,
Bruce Willis did the fucking
That's
crazy.
Insane.
Do you guys have it?
It's called Coincidence by Handsome Dancer. The original version. Yeah, there it is.
Doesn't look like you.
That's not me.
Kidding.
You've never seen this? Yeah, I'm sorry.
Nope. I'm not. I don't know TikTok and Reels and stuff.
It's no harm. It's just pure. It's a chocha.
That's me.
The guy running on the track?
No,
this guy.
This fucking Jack Daddy.
Azbula.
Little bitty. This makes me think of an SNL skit.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I'm talking about?
I can't think of the name of it.
Do you know the name of it? Is it
Throw it to the ground.
No, it's like it's two silly words together. Wow. Ralph would know it.
You can really dance. That's the fucking. Wow, you
can really dance. This is what went TikTok crazy.
You look great with a beard.
Thank you. The goatee.
The goatee.
Thank you.
You got good traps.
Were you thinking of Please Don't Destroy?
No, you're thinking of Lonely Island. Some from
Lonely Island.
No. It's way before. It's before Lonely Island. It's like that. It's never in my mind.
And where did you go? I remember when, you know, kind of like growing up doing comedy and stuff like that and watching like this blow up. You went somewhere.
Taiwan.
And you were like.
They paid us to do a car commercial campaign for Škoda.
Fuck yeah, dude.
A lot of money.
You could turn it on. You could pause it.
Mokigi dance.
Mokigi dance?
It's just really funny, just for anybody who hasn't seen it before, if you just look it up real quick. Sorry,
I'll check
you guys.
It out. No, it was done.
If you just want to pull it up real quick. It just,
but anyways, yeah.
It was. I liked SNL back in the day. Now I'm just like, I just like watch it, just like know what's happening today.
There's some good stuff on. Those Please Don't Destroy kids are fucking
They're
hilarious.
Great. They are great.
I mean, the young kids of comedy, like they're
oh
doing like,
God,
that was fucking stare.
Oh
I was like, all right.
Every
that's
sketch
funny.
They do is fucking on the money,
really
dude.
Fun.
The one where he's.
You ever be hitting it? The little guy was like, yeah, that's really good.
The one where they're ordering the food. The
Yeah. That was pretty good.
I want to watch that movie, bro. That movie's going to be
great. Oh, with Conan O'Brien. I mean, I watch anything with Conan in it, but yeah.
I watch anything with those guys. Those guys are hilarious. They're all Nepo babies, apparently.
They are, yeah. Ralph told me who each of them is related to, and I don't remember any of it.
One of them is related to the, he was the announcer.
Jimmy Fallon one?
Jimmy Fallon's
Yeah. And I don't fuck with Nepo babies at all, but if you're that good and you're Nepo baby, go do your thing, bro.
Good for you. Yeah.
Let's just watch a little bit of it.
Mo Kiki. Why have I never
seen it? It's so silly.
This boy Keenan does not age at all.
At all.
Mo Kiki. This legend in this city, and this legend is a man who he is and where he comes from, it is hard to understand. He's a creature. Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
So silly.
What year was this?
This had to be like 7 or 8 years ago. Yes, I remember this. I remember this.
What year was this?
2013.
Yeah, this came out after ours.
So funny.
They probably, you think they fucking...
Bro. Same beat.
Wow, that is fucking good. That's some Amy Schumer shit.
Bro.
Wow, look at that paranormal shit.
That's close,
What are the odds?
They just did the opposite. Instead of the shoulders, they did the legs.
Bro, that's close. That came out years after ours.
You can take it down.
Wow. Wow.
Or maybe maybe not years. I don't know when we dropped that.
Get that lawyer, buddy.
No, I don't care.
Yeah, no.
All right. We're going to wrap up. We're going to do a quick round of plugs and we'll get out of here. I'm going to start with you, Fake.
Oh, man. Thank you so much for watching Fake Talk. You guys have been supporting the YouTube channel. It's growing. I love you. At Comic Mike Figs. I'm back at the comic strip. I don't know if you'll be there. Matt, I'll probably see you. I'm there. I'm there the 8th and the 9th and the 29th and the 30th.
No, I'm not. I won't be there.
I'll be there. Check it out.
New Year's. Are you
they asked me, but I can't.
Damn.
Yeah. Someday I have to do New Year's and stop being a chump. But anyways, yeah, support at Comic Mike Figs. Reach out to me. I love you guys. Peace.
Matt.
My plugs?
Yes.
I'm going to be in Houston in January. Please come. I don't know the ticket link or anything like that.
Secret group?
I think so. I think that's the name of the venue.
Cool venue.
Thank you. I'm very excited to do that. I'm going to be in Boston in January, too. Just follow me on Instagram, Matt Z. Pavich. I do a very fun show in Brooklyn every Monday called Lobby Comedy. We had Mark Norman there yesterday and Jeffrey Osmus and fucking Eva Evans and fucking Ryan Reese. It was a fucking banger of a show. Yvette Segan was there. We always have a hot lineup. It's $10 tickets and you get a free espresso martini. Ooh. With a purchase of a ticket. It's a really good time. It's at Freehold in Brooklyn every Monday.
I bet the bartenders love that.
Oh, my God. It all depends if it's pre-batch. If it's pre-batch, it's bang.
That's true. I bet they do.
The bartenders make a lot of money on Mondays. Hell yeah. So I think they do like that.
Yeah. You can follow me on Instagram. I need you guys to tell me when my hair is bad in the back. One day, I'm going to train.
I didn't see it. I didn't see it.
It was. I see it. Whenever I try not to look at the screen, but when I see it, I always see that. Follow me on Instagram at ChannonLee6982. Wherever you listen to the show, you can also watch it live for free every single Tuesday at 5:30 p.m. Eastern at gasdigital.com/live. That's absolutely free. The best way to support the show is to go to gasdigital.com. Use promo code TTI. You'll get a 1 week free trial, which gives you access to every single episode of the show we've ever done, as well as every single episode of The Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, the SDR show, and 20 other shows on the Gas Digital Network, all for free, all for 1 week. So try it. If you hate it, you can delete it, but it helps us out. If you have a story to submit for bad dates, bad things, or scary things, send it into thethingispodcast@gmail.com. If you listen on iTunes, YouTube, wherever you listen, make sure to rate, review, leave a comment, tell a friend, subscribe. Every Please. Little bit of interaction helps the show to grow. And thank you to the Dinner Table. That's a group, right? Dinner Table, the people that hang out in the live YouTube premiere. We love you guys. And I try to pop in. Figs usually tries to pop in.
Yeah, yeah.
Just hang out during the stream. It's a lot of fun. And go to merchengine.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. We're going to try to figure out maybe an ugly Christmas sweater.
Cute.
For the season, if we can get it in time.
Just put great. Figs' face up there. Yes. You ugly fuck.
Good. Screenshot.
Oh, kill us all.
No, not going to.
I'm just kidding.
Okay. Thank you so much for being a guest on the show.
Thank you so much for having
You're
me.
Man,
this
dude.
Was really Love fun. It. It's the first time I ever was on Gas Digital. Awesome. So I appreciate the love and I appreciate
Welcome to Gas Digital.
Yeah. Say hi to the boys for me.
Will do. Thank you guys so much for joining. We'll be back next week. Bye, guys.